I like. First and foremost, I'm going to need that intro tone. I love that intro. I'm going to need that, and I'm going to need to mimic that. But welcome to Season 7 of Speak Your Truth. And I have two tardy showmates, but the show must go on. It has to go on, and they'll definitely pop in. But it has been a minute. We've gone through a pandemic. We've gone through the Will Smith stuff. And so much has happened since the last time that we've chatted with y'all, since we met with y'all. So I know all of us have probably have a lot to share. So I am going to start first and foremost by saying that I feel that this is my season of winning. And a lot of people be like, oh, that's pompous to say, or like, you stuck up, why you saying that? Like, no, if y'all really understood what I had to go through like these last few months, just in kind of deciding that I want to relocate, and I am relocating. So that's my big news, is that I'm relocating at the end of June. And just sticking by my decision has been tough, especially in with the family who may be afraid of moving. I'm not going to say closed-minded, because a lot of my family members have reached out to me. They told me they were proud of me. They were happy for me that I'm moving. But some of them are just really not feeling the idea. And it can be easy for a lot of us millennials to kind of stand up and really just like believe in your decisions and stand on your decisions. So some of the other family members, like, who just want me to kind of stay here, and I'm like, stay here for what? Like, it's a whole world out there. I'm finally taking this leap. And it can be kind of hard to stand on your own without some of that encouragement that you need. But if you are a Black millennial or just an adult, and you're dealing with either tough parents or just tough elders, because either they're closed-minded or you're not getting the support that you need, you are not alone. I am with you. But I have just been going through such a metamorphosis just with my mindset, the way that I think, just the way that I've been moving. So I've been pretty quiet on social media. I felt like my life was all over the place, and I really needed to stop. And it was hard because it was just a circle of like anxiety of, I got to get this done, I got to do this. And I'm like, I'm running myself into the ground. So I really had to stop and think about, like, okay, I really want to make a change. So I bought this book called Atomic Habits, and it really teaches you how to create a system for yourself to set discipline and to set not realistic goals, but it's like, it's okay to set goals, but what are the systems that are going to get you to those goals? So, and the weight loss example is great, because it talks about how a lot of people set a goal to lose weight, but it's their habits or the systems, the faulty systems that they put in place, that makes them fall back into those old habits. So that book is called Atomic Habits, and it really stuck with me because I wanted to make better habits for myself, for my son. So, and things that I put into my body. So, things that I watch, I try not to get engaged in, you know, a lot of messy behavior. I definitely became more disciplined in my finances. I am getting my son engaged in extracurricular activities. I'm really trying to get us to a space of wholeness, and it feels good. Like it honestly feels like, for the first time, and you know, I'm still pretty young, so for the first time I feel like I have my stuff together. But I needed to disconnect, and I really needed to center myself to kind of let that happen. And unfortunately, some people never get their stuff together. But I have other great news to share. So the first is that I am relocating, because I want my son to see something different. I want him to see Black people being celebrated. I don't want to be afraid for him to kind of go outside because you have people driving in stolen cars all up on my lawn. You know, I want to go somewhere else and really push myself to succeed. And I deserve more, and I want to see more, and I want my son to see more. And I think the biggest thing about people who are resistant to change is that they think that you go and you never can come back. So it's like, My son is yelling in the background, mommy life never stops. But you can always come back. And I know that's true of like really close-knit families, where it's like, you're a member of this family and we're going to be in this together. But, you know, you can't dim your light to let the family shine. Or if you've seen the movie Encanto, we're like, we like 10 for 10. We've been watching Encanto a lot. You can't really live for your family. You have to live for yourself and like do things for yourself and bloom on your own. So with Vanity, that brings me to Vanity. I just did a major relaunch and a major product restock. And I even had to sit down with that and say, okay, why are you stagnant? What's not working? Some like I have all the ideas, but it was the strategies and my inconsistency that really kind of, I wouldn't say I fell off. Well, I'm just going to call it what it is. I fell off. I stopped posting as much as I did. And it's like that fire had burned out. It burned, definitely burned out. And then, you know, I have the anxiety coming. And then it's just, it takes you down a whirlwind of, you know, is my business going to be successful? Am I going to work forever, forever, forever? And it's, you know, I had to stop that. I really had to, had to stop that. And I started investing in my business seriously and taking my business seriously where, okay, now I have a business coach and I have other, you know, people to kind of help me get the look that I need and a brand strategist. I hired a creative director. I hired a behind the scenes photographer for all of the things that I need to be successful. So I really had to take my own advice where it's like, stop playing with my own potential. And those are the words that I want to impart on those of you who know you're great. You just need to form a system to create better habits for you. So I'm even to the point where, you know, I used to talk a lot on Facebook just about random stuff. And now more so it's associated to my business and everything has an intent and it's purposeful. And at least that's what I'm trying to do. Finally, who is that? Oh, that's Drew. You joining all late. I'm like, I'm wrapping up now. I'm getting ready to talk my shit.
I mean, we just saying hi to the people.
What's new with you?
I'm alive. Shit. I'm good. I mean, I'm good. I got a busy weekend coming up with the Easter stuff. Still doing my characters
right.
And all that.
It is Easter.
Surviving the city, surviving the world.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I'm just like, man, this world is crazy. Like, that was one of the reasons, you know, why I'm leaving the city, because it's just, and then one of the biggest things that people try to argue and say is like, oh, but it's crime everywhere. And I just really think, I'm like, it comes a time in our life where we have to look beyond, like suburbs are okay to move into. You just kind of got to check it out first. So making a lateral move is not the plan here. But I've been really, just really busy and like focused. Like I got a new job at WCTC teaching virtually. So like I can take that with me. But the biggest thing is I was just saying how I've been networking more and like really trying to like focus on my business and stuff more. And I'm going to, I joined this Boost Leaders Network with Facebook, or they changed their name to Meta. I don't know why, but they're paying for me to go to DC to really talk about the resources that policymakers can have for Facebook on small businesses. So that's major. And I get to meet with a lot of different business owners and like create content. So I'm really hoping that this pushes my business into the next level of visibility.
A lot going on. Huh? So I said you always been pushing. So you've been pushing that door open. So
I kind of fell off for a little bit though, only because I just wasn't sure what direction I needed to go in. And I just kind of had to sit down and like figure out my why.
But you didn't
again.
Fall off up here. You always had it in your mind. So
yeah, and like and like a true truth and transparent moment. I just jumped the gun way too fast. Like I was not ready. Like I managed the space well, but I didn't have the time to dedicate to put into it and to really love on it like I need to. So that was definitely hard. But the silver lining is like, okay, now I know what it takes to kind of run a daily operation and stuff, because stuff would go wrong. I would be at work, like I can't leave work to come turn the lights on, like, you know, so stuff that I didn't think about, just being so excited and kind of that newness, that new growth. Mm-hmm. But then I definitely experienced a slow period and that was tough. But I think that everybody goes through that for a little bit, but what I'm saying is that it's back.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to skip over the hard part. It's going to come. So,
what about business? How's, like, characters and stuff been going for you since, like, all the pandemic is somewhat kind of ending?
That's what I'm saying. I know what you're going through. I've been through that. I'm digging out now. So, mm-hmm. I didn't have to go without shows. I had to go without parties. And I had to go back to work, you know. But I know how to juggle all of them now. So, it's much better, actually. But I mean, you got to be around people that have been through the struggle, so
that's
learn
true.
What to do, what not
or
to do.
Or like, stay away from the people that pretend they ain't never struggled. Like,
I mean, they struggling by pretending, so that's all. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. But we are actually, so I know you hopped in, but just for our listeners out there, we are trying this virtual platform. So we will definitely continue to release episodes every Wednesday when we have the whole crew here. We just didn't want to keep y'all waiting. And then we'll definitely be back in full swing with all three of us and the Talk Your Shit segment. We just wanted to really catch up with y'all briefly. And then I got to go get KJ because I let him watch TV and now he getting too loud. We got to do his homework. All right. So I'm going to catch you next week. What are you doing? It looked like you in the car.
Yeah, I just got back from working. So I said, yeah, let me go ahead and snap up in here. I ain't got time to get comfortable.
And I'm like, this virtual is all new. And I'm like, dang, I'm late. I don't know what I'm doing. The listeners haven't heard from us. But I'm like, let me just
We can start doing this on the way to the studio. So when we go to the studio, we can be already starting it.
Or we don't even have to be at the studio. So we can just do this from the comfort of our own home.
But it's a different feel when you get to be there and, you know, go back and forth. I mean, we got to try this, though.
Got to find a time where we all together again. A lot of us, we got all of us that got more stuff added to our place. So we busy.
Yeah, we got to do it at events. We got to go places and just do it. Shit.
It looks cool. And I'm like, in my countdown, as many as events that I can get into before June 30th. But I got to hop off here. We will be back next week, Wednesday. And definitely message us topics. We are always happy to take your topics. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Your Truth Podcast. And subscribe and catch up to all of our old episodes on Apple Podcasts and all major streaming platforms. But I'm going to get out of here. What is you drinking alcohol already? Oh, Lord. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go have some juice.
Got to drink early so I can get up for work.
Week. Huh?
Got to drink early so I can get up for work. Got to drink early. Don't drink late. Drink early. But yeah, we check everybody out again. Thank y'all for tuning in. And we getting back at it. Thank y'all. Just saying what's up. Jump in the water a little bit.
In the water. And we'll be back next week.